Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, the podcast where we break down complex research in bite-sized chunks. Today, we're diving deep into the world of large language models, and specifically a groundbreaking paper titled Language Models Are Few-Shot Learners. Joining me is Dr. Paige Turner, a leading researcher in the field of natural language processing, and Professor Wide Spectrum, who brings his expertise in the broader context of AI and cognitive science. Paige, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, Alex. This paper truly represents a significant leap forward in how we think about language models.
I'm eager to hear about it, Paige. Before we delve into the specifics, could you give us a bit of background on the evolution of language models and where this research fits in?
Sure. For a long time, language models were limited to single-layer word representations, like Word2Vec. This meant they captured basic word meanings but lacked understanding of context. Then came recurrent neural networks, RNNs, which offered multi-layered representations that considered word sequences, leading to improvements in tasks like translation. But the big breakthrough was the advent of transformer-based models, like the ones used in GPT-3. These models are highly effective at capturing complex contextual relationships, leading to huge advancements across NLP tasks.
So transformers are like the current state of the art for language models. What's the big deal about this paper and GPT-3 in particular?
The paper highlights a crucial limitation of traditional language models. They require massive data sets specific to each task for fine-tuning. This is very different from how humans learn. We can often grasp new tasks with just a few examples or simple instructions. This paper showcases the potential to move closer to human-like learning with large language models, specifically GPT-3.
Interesting. So GPT-3 is the star of the show here. Paige, can you tell us about GPT-3's size and its significance?
GPT-3 is massive. It has 175 billion parameters, which is 10 times larger than any previous non-sparse language model. This size gives it an incredible capacity to learn and store information.
Wow. That's a lot of parameters. It sounds like a leap in scale. What are the key contributions of this paper, and what makes it so innovative?
This paper makes several important contributions. Firstly, it demonstrates that scaling up language models significantly improves their ability to perform tasks with just a few examples, what they call few-shot learning. This is a big deal because it means we might be able to use these models for a wider range of tasks without needing massive task-specific datasets. Secondly, the paper provides a comprehensive evaluation of GPT-3's performance across a broad spectrum of NLP tasks. They test GPT-3 on both established benchmarks and novel tasks that require on-the-fly reasoning and adaptation. This gives us a deeper understanding of its capabilities and limitations. Thirdly, the paper tackles the issue of data contamination, which is a growing concern for models trained on massive web corpora. They develop tools to measure contamination and analyze its impact on GPT-3's performance. Finally, the paper discusses the broader societal implications of GPT-3, including the potential for misuse and concerns about bias and fairness, highlighting the importance of responsible research and development.
It sounds like a very thorough investigation, Paige. Professor Spectrum, from your perspective, what are the key takeaways from this research?
This paper is a significant milestone in the evolution of large language models. It shows that we can potentially create models that learn in a way that is more similar to how humans learn, with less data and more reliance on contextual understanding. It also pushes us to confront the ethical implications of such powerful tools. We need to consider how these models might be misused and how to mitigate bias and ensure fair and ethical application.
That's a great point, Professor Spectrum. Paige, can you dive deeper into the methodology used in this paper? How does GPT-3 actually learn in this few-shot setting?
Sure. The paper introduces the concept of in-context learning. Instead of fine-tuning the model on a specific task with thousands of examples, they provide the model with a few examples of the desired task within its context window. This context window is a fixed-length sequence of tokens, and for GPT-3, it's 2048 tokens long, so they can fit a few dozen examples within this window. The model then uses these in-context examples to make predictions for new inputs. They investigate three settings: few-shot, one-shot, and zero-shot. Few-shot learning uses a few examples, usually 10 to 100, within the context. One-shot learning uses just one example, and zero-shot learning provides no examples, relying only on a natural language instruction. This allows them to explore how the model's performance changes depending on the amount of task-specific data it's given.
That's fascinating. So the model is essentially learning on the fly just from seeing a few examples. Is that right?
Exactly. It's learning to generalize from those few examples, which is remarkable. It's not quite learning from scratch, as it's still drawing on the massive knowledge base it acquired during its initial training, but it's demonstrating a remarkable ability to adapt to new tasks with minimal data. It's important to note that they're not actually updating the model's parameters during this process. It's all happening within the forward pass of the model, based on the context it's given.
So this in-context learning is a key innovation. Professor Spectrum, how does this compare to traditional fine-tuning approaches for language models?
The paper highlights the limitations of fine-tuning methods, which require vast amounts of data for each task. This can be expensive and time-consuming, especially for tasks where data is scarce or difficult to obtain. In-context learning offers a more efficient and flexible approach, potentially making it easier to apply language models to a wider range of tasks. However, we need to consider the trade-offs. While fine-tuning can achieve high accuracy on specific tasks, it may lead to overfitting to the training data, potentially affecting the model's ability to generalize to new examples or situations. In-context learning, while less prone to overfitting, may not always achieve the same level of accuracy as fine-tuned models. It's a balancing act between efficiency and performance.
It sounds like a very interesting trade-off. Paige, can you tell us more about the specific experiments conducted in this paper?
They evaluate GPT-3 on a vast array of tasks, including translation between languages, question answering, reading comprehension, common sense reasoning, natural language inference, and even tasks that require on-the-fly reasoning, like arithmetic and word scrambling. For each task, they explore the three learning settings: few-shot, one-shot, and zero-shot.
That's a comprehensive set of experiments. What are some of the key findings? What kind of results did GPT-3 achieve?
The results are truly impressive. GPT-3 consistently demonstrates strong performance, often approaching or even surpassing state-of-the-art fine-tuned models, even in the zero-shot setting. For example, on the Trivia QA dataset, GPT-3 achieved 64.3% accuracy in the zero-shot setting, outperforming the fine-tuned T5-11B model. In the few-shot setting, GPT-3 even achieved state-of-the-art results on Trivia QA, surpassing the best fine-tuned models operating in the same closed-book setting. On tasks like translation, GPT-3 outperformed prior unsupervised NMT work by 5 blue when translating into English. This highlights the model's impressive ability to learn from the vast amount of English text it was trained on.
That's remarkable. So GPT-3 is not just doing well on traditional NLP tasks, but also performing well on tasks that require reasoning and adaptation on the fly. Can you give us some examples?
Sure. They tested GPT-3's ability to perform arithmetic. Even in the zero-shot setting, it achieved notable accuracy for simple addition and subtraction. For example, in the few-shot setting, it solved two-digit addition problems correctly 100% of the time, two-digit subtraction problems 98.9% of the time, and even achieved a 29.2% accuracy rate for two-digit multiplication. They also developed tasks to test GPT-3's ability to unscramble words, which is a good test of its ability to learn novel symbolic manipulations. For example, it managed to correctly unscramble words with scrambled letters in 67.2% of cases for the random insertion task, where a random punctuation or space character was inserted between each letter. In addition, they investigated GPT-3's ability to use new words after seeing their definition just once. This is a task that's relevant to how humans learn new vocabulary. GPT-3 was able to generate plausible sentences using these novel words. Finally, they tested GPT-3's ability to generate news articles. They found that the model can produce articles that humans find difficult to distinguish from real news articles. This is a bit worrying, as it highlights the potential for misuse, especially in the realm of misinformation and fake news.
That's incredibly impressive, Paige. But are there any tasks where GPT-3 struggled? Does it have any limitations?
Yes, it does. The paper highlights certain tasks where GPT-3's few-shot learning abilities were less impressive, particularly tasks that involve comparing two sentences or snippets. For example, the model performed close to chance on the ANLE, Adversarial Natural Language Inference dataset, and the WIC, Word in Context task. These tasks require the model to understand subtle relationships between sentences and the meaning of words within their context. They also found that GPT-3 struggled on some reading comprehension tasks, particularly those that require the model to reason over multiple sentences or paragraphs, suggesting that its ability to process and integrate information across extended text is still developing. It's also important to note that GPT-3 is an auto-regressive model, meaning it generates text one token at a time, moving sequentially from left to right. This can be a limitation for tasks that benefit from bidirectionality, where the model can access information from both ends of a sequence. This could be a contributing factor to its struggles on tasks like WIC and ANLE.
So despite its impressive capabilities, GPT-3 is not a perfect language model. Professor Spectrum, how do you see these limitations affecting the future development of this kind of technology?
This paper provides a valuable roadmap for future research in language models. It highlights the importance of continued scaling, but also the need to address the limitations of current models. We need to explore different architectures, particularly bidirectional models, and consider learning methods beyond simply predicting the next token in a sequence. We need to think about how to make models more robust to bias and ensure responsible use. We also need to find ways to improve pre-training sample efficiency, making the training process more cost-effective and environmentally sustainable. And finally, we need to continue to develop more challenging and informative benchmarks, pushing the boundaries of language models and ensuring that we are evaluating them on tasks that are truly meaningful and relevant to real-world applications.
That's a very insightful overview, Professor Spectrum. Paige, are there any other specific directions for future research that you'd like to highlight?
Absolutely. One important area for future work is to better understand the mechanism of few-shot learning in these large language models. We need to understand precisely how they learn from the few examples they are given and how their initial training affects their ability to adapt to new tasks. We also need to develop techniques for making these large models more interpretable so we can better understand their decision-making processes. And finally, we need to find ways to reduce the computational cost of training and using these models, making them more accessible and practical for broader applications.
Those are crucial areas for future research. Professor Spectrum, can you talk about the broader impact of this research? What are the potential applications of these models, both beneficial and harmful?
This research has the potential to revolutionize various fields. It could lead to improved writing assistance, more sophisticated chatbots, personalized education systems, and more efficient search engines. It could also have applications in creative fields, such as writing scripts, generating music, and designing visual art. However, we need to be mindful of the potential for misuse. The ability to generate highly realistic text could be used for malicious purposes, such as spreading misinformation, generating spam, and creating deepfakes. We need to be proactive in addressing these challenges and developing strategies to mitigate these risks. We need to prioritize responsible AI development and ensure that these powerful tools are used for the benefit of society.
That's a very important point, Professor Spectrum. We need to be both excited and cautious about the potential of these models. Paige, any final thoughts on this incredible research?
This paper represents a significant step forward in the field of language models. It shows that we can create models that learn much more efficiently and adapt to new tasks with minimal data. This has the potential to unlock exciting new applications for NLP, but it also requires us to be mindful of the ethical challenges and potential risks. It's an area where continued research, collaboration, and responsible development are crucial.
Thank you both for this insightful and detailed discussion. This paper truly opens up new horizons for language models and highlights the important role of research and responsible development in shaping the future of AI. Tune in next time for another exciting exploration of the cutting edge of technology on Bite-Sized Breakthroughs.